You're listening to a 3CR podcast recorded in the 3CR Community Radio Studio in Melbourne, Australia. If you like what you hear, please consider donating or subscribing so we can keep bringing you more independent community content. For more information, go to 3cr.org.au.
Hello and welcome to Into the Fold. This is a show made on Kulin Country through 3CR and broadcast on the Community Radio Network. We acknowledge all traditional owners whose air we're waving, and to the elders, special little shimmy of the fingers here for you. No, we really do pay our respects. We're going to be meditating on how relationships with radio shift. All our guests from this series are returning to invite you a little deeper into their personal worlds. My name is Kermie Braden, and it took me decades to get into community radio. Doors shut in the face. And honestly, once I'd made it in, something's got more brutal. But for those of us with disability who are also harbouring a yen for doing more, the Community Media Training Organisation runs a program that I thought might help affirm that fundamental vocational credibility. Actually, I reckon sitting in as a student taught me the most about teaching and how it feels to inhabit a space free from cynicism. It's been profoundly healing. Like a lot of us, Tash Brake of 3MDR adores music, especially the stuff from the 70s. She developed a disability, kept on loving music, and got on with life. Now we've got Oren here. Welcome back, Tash. What was it that drew you to radio?
Well, it's funny because I never thought I would do radio, so I've always listened to the radio right from when I was really little, like growing up as a kid in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I had a little battery-operated radio, you know, a little bit bigger than a transistor radio, and that would put me to sleep every night. And so I've always had the radio. I've always just loved the radio. I've never really thought I could do radio because, you know, in some ways it's like this mythical, magical world, like this world of DJs and musicians. Like, these must be all very cool people, very talented people. But then, yeah, look, one of my very first jobs when I was back in my 20s, I was working at Vision Australia, and there was a guy, one of my colleagues, who was also vision impaired, and he did radio. Uh-huh. And he'd done it ever since he was a teenager in the country town. He had a radio show at PBS, and I just thought, how cool is that? And then sometimes he would actually, like, bring in CDs that artists had sent him and said, oh, there's too many of them. Can you just listen to these and tell me which ones I should play? So that was pretty cool. I was like, wow, you know, I actually get to listen music to on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And then it kind of just sat there for ages. And then I was kind of in the last sort of 5 years, maybe not quite so happy in my job, and I was just looking at other opportunities, and I'd worked in the disability sector, so I was getting lots of, you know, emails of what was going on, and I saw this program, this audio ability program, and I was like, what? I've got a disability. I love the radio. I wonder if I should do it.
Perfect.
And I'm so glad I did. So, yeah, so it was kind of like always sitting there dormant. It was never something I thought I would do.
Yeah.
But now that I do, honestly, it is my happy place. Yeah.
It sounds like you've come an awfully long way. You've learnt all this stuff, both during the audio abilities course and the way you've developed your show over the time that you've been doing all of this stuff. Is there anything that you wish you'd learnt earlier on?
Oh, so many things. I mean, confidence is such a big thing. I had no confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, like, when you are sort of learning and there's so many different things and a panel, there's so many buttons and sliders and
yeah.
And then you've got your computer as well and another keyboard and, oh my goodness. So I think it's really just understanding that there are going to be hiccups and not panic, which is so much easier said than done. But yeah, and have really good support. And I did. I had very good support. I never felt like I was just left on my own in an unfixable situation. So yeah, I think it's really just being kind to yourself, really, and just taking on what you can when you can and having those good supports in place.
Yeah, I agree. It's definitely the key, hey?
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, mate. So Tash Brake fills the hills to the east of Burrunka, Melbourne with 70 sounds every Wednesday through Out of Sight on 3MDR. If you're in the area, that's 97.1 FM. Otherwise, fire up the Community Radio Plus app or go to 3mdr.com. Now let's scooch forward in time. We'll take a song dreamt up in the late 70s and released by Divinyls around the start of the 1980s. I don't know how she would have put it herself, but I regard their frontwoman Chrissy Amphlett as crip kin. Around the same time as I was trying to make sense of signs of my own neurological impairment, she found out she had multiple sclerosis in the early 2000s, which complicated treatment of her breast cancer later in the decade. In 2025, Novocastrian hardcore punk rock band Boudica backed their single Serpentine with a cover of a Divinyls classic, selling it as a cancer fundraiser in Amphlett's memory. Let's check it out. From a Wabakal and Warrawee country, here is Boudica's take on Boys in Town.
Listening to Radical Radio 3CR.
You're listening to Into the Fold on the Community Radio Network. We're finding out ways that radio lives take shape, and I'm wondering how the audio ability training sits in the life of recent mentee Madonna. Welcome back. Were you involved in media before you began your mentorship?
Yeah, I've done a Women in the Community radio training, Women on the Edge, and I worked as a volunteer on 4ZZZ in Brisbane, but that show that I was on was called Only Human. It's on a Sunday. Starts at 12 o'clock. So I got people to come into the station to be interviewed, mostly people talking about their life with Parkinson's and how they've adapted. An Indigenous friend called Uncle Tiger Singh, he would come on quite regularly, and I think he'll be on my show when it gets developed. Radio is just so personal, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else like it. You can learn so much from people, because everyone's got a story.
Absolutely. I like your attitude and... There's a kind of vibe that feels really...
Oh, that's kind, Kermie, thank
really
you.
Really cosy and nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I am cosy and I'm quite cute as well. I have curly hair. See, that's the thing, since I had a brain operation in 2024, and they shaved all my hair off, and so when it's grown back, it's quite dark and there's little bits of grey, but everyone goes, well, have you coloured your hair? And I go... No, I haven't, no.
Well, it's a very elaborate way of recolouring your hair.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was about a 4-hour operation, and it's called DBS, deep brain stimulation. It's like a pacemaker that's put in your chest, and that's a neuromodulator. cords that go into your brain and then down through your neck. You know, when you're getting your hair grown back, like that's what people see. But they don't know the big picture. The brain operation is pretty full-on and scary.
Yeah.
They wake you up while you're having the operation, so they know if you've targeted the right spot. Your dexterity could be compromised, or it could be just the same or better. I wanted to make sure that the things that I thought were important, I was still able to do, like embroidery and sewing, and they've been a big success. Because my family remembers what it was like before, and they just can't believe how good I am now.
I'm really happy for you.
Getting desperate, you know, like I was having a lot of medication, and it wasn't really working. Yeah, I still get really stiff, and it's hard to get around sometimes, but I'm trying my best and pick out new things, like I'm learning how to play the piano.
Oh, lovely.
It's quite an interesting concept of how I'm learning to play, because my teacher, you know, he's very perceptive. He understands what's going on, you know, when I look at the keys. And you don't really even have to look at the keys, because once you practice your scales and you get to know where they are, with repetition, and I'm learning how to play, yeah, different songs every month.
Oh, nice.
Close to You by the Carpenters. And the first one I started was last year, Ode to Joy by Beethoven, but not the whole thing, and not two-handed sometimes, breaking it down to be easily matched chunks.
Yeah, well, that sounds really sensible. And what a great diverse repertoire.
And I've learned how to play Happy Birthday and For She's a Jolly Good Fellow. Few cute ones like that.
I'll have to hire you for my next party.
I'm not that good, I tell you. But I can tell some funny jokes. Yeah, no, it's fun.
Gosh, where are you at now, sort of at the end of the audio ability course?
Because I've got that Facebook group. I know a lot of people who are living with Parkinson's.
Yeah, you'd make a great producer for that with all your contacts.
Yeah, I've got a heap of contacts, and people are really keen to... Oh, sorry. That's a medical alarm.
Do you need
people are really keen to be involved and share, you know, their lived experience.
Glad you're giving them that opportunity. That's really good.
I feel very fortunate to be doing a course like this and meeting, you know, great people like yourself, as well as people from all over Australia.
Oh, bless you. Do you need to do anything with that alarm?
Yeah, I just need to have some medication.
All right. Well, I might let you go then. But
yes, thank you.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's been lovely chatting to you, Kenneth.
Thank you. It's been lovely talking to you.
Keep an ear out for Madonna in the future. More perspectives in mind.
6 years I've been in desert.
Beyond the Bars is 3CR's annual prison project, giving voice to our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander inmates right across Victoria.
It's good to be here because Aboriginal radio, and you don't really get to do this much, brings us all together.
Time, you'll get your time to take that first step out that front door to freedom beyond these walls.
Make sure. And I just want to say thank you to all of you for giving us the opportunity to speak on air.
The bigger the reason, the bigger the calling. Make your commitment and watch things unfold.
And you can listen to audio from this year's broadcasts and previous years as well. Online at any time, just go to 3cr.org.au/beyondthebars.
But also, while I'm here, I'd like to say thank you for all for coming, helping, giving us a chance to do this. It's really good, you know. It's been going for a while now. Hopefully it goes, it keeps going. You know, like, it's good that we can do this and get our voice out there as prisoners.
We can't blame everything on the external, so let's stop looking for it in the hands of the persecutor, because real power comes from here, and it comes from family.
If you would like us to post you a free CD, contact the station on 03 9419 8377.
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
I have waited for your love, like the night waits for the sun.
I am the river, you are the sea. We know these waters, how they run deep. Tides may turn, we may drift apart, but I will love you with my whole heart. You really see me, you know who I am, and I have found in you a love I've not felt with anyone else. And if you fall, I'm falling down too. I am much more when I am with you, and as I live and there when I pause, I will still love you with my whole heart. Lovers touch and love's caress. We have found
a warmth and strength to Nancy Bates' music, isn't there? I first heard her really upbeat country stuff. Even that brought to mind Tracy Chapman, and indeed Nancy Bates has well and truly studied Chapman's work, is a great admirer of her, as really comes through in that song, For Your Love. Nancy Bates too inhabits music as an avenue for activism. She worked under the wing of Uncle Archie Roach for a while, and I think that comes through as well. She's done a lot of work teaching music to incarcerated people, and as a proudly Barkindjie woman, has advocated strongly for disabled mob. We heard in previous episodes about some of the ways Paul Price is improving lives in his orbit. I'm going to bring him back. Hey.
Yeah.
So you're equipping your mentees really, really well by the sounds of it. What's in it for you doing this mentoring?
I want to give mentees the chance to experience some of what I've experienced over the 20-odd years that I've been involved in community radio. Mm-hmm. You get to meet a lot of different people. You get to listen to a lot of programming, which is very interesting, different types of magazines that we produce, newspapers that we read. I enjoy a lot of the content. I enjoy the camaraderie, and I enjoy being able to produce a finished product in my station, but I also want to pass on that experience and show mentees that if that's what you want to do, there's very little stopping you if the right processes and the right modifications are put in place.
Mm.
Then as a blind person or someone with low vision, you can participate just as easily as somebody with full sight.
Yeah. No, that's a beautiful attitude and spirit that you bring to it. I think that you're making a huge difference. It's brilliant. What got you into community radio in the first place?
I was studying an IT degree at university. Mm-hmm. It's taken me about 10 years to do it with lack of textbooks in Braille and audio, et cetera, as it was back in the 90s.
Oh, I bet.
And a friend of mine I went to school with said to me, what are you doing after uni? I said, well, I haven't got a job or anything yet. And he said to me, do you want to come in and learn about community radio and learn about how to produce programs? And I said, yeah, I'll do that. So I started in May 1999, just as a producer, was never going to go on air. And then somebody was late for their shift. So they said to me, you're going to have to go on air because we've got no one else. Just press this button and make sure your levels are okay. So you're tuned to 4RPH. We're crossing to the BBC. And they said, that's all you've got to do.
Right.
The person actually did turn up, but it then gave me an interest to investigate what it would be like to go on air.
Yeah, yeah.
So I did all the training and started on air, and then I moved into board work. I've been manager of the station for a while, vice president of what is now Disability Media Australia, and it used to be RPH Australia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I've done just about everything there is to do on the station.
Wow. Have you had mentor figures of your own anywhere along the way?
Yes, I have. One of my best mentors was a station manager that was hired in 2017. And I appreciate the work that he did because he realised my skills and he listened to my advice. I was basically his second in charge without the pay packet.
Right.
Anything that he wanted to do, he would run by me. I helped him set up the studio. We were upgrading from no scheduling software, basic playout software, but no scheduling.
Yep, yep.
And we upgraded the whole station with new playout software and new panels, networking. And because I've got no usable vision, I made it with his permission to be accessible for anyone with no usable vision using a screen reader.
And brilliant.
I still appreciate the time that he took to mentor me on every level, but also the faith in me that I knew what I was doing and the fact that he listened to me over the 4 years that he was there.
That's great. I'm glad you had such a positive kind of empowering experience of that. And sounds like he got absolutely stacks done. So where can we hear your handiwork?
I produce this program on Sunday night. It's called The Golden Days of Radio.
Ooh.
From 40s, 50s. But I started this program and replaced somebody who had left the station.
Mm-hmm.
And my manager at the time said, you're doing it. I said, well, I don't really know how to do this. He said, well, you produce it every week, so you do know how to do it.
Yeah.
So have a go. So I did.
Oh, good on you.
And I've been going since, roughly 2019, maybe before. We run every Sunday night on Reading Radio in Brisbane. We're 1296 on the AM dial, but we're also on digital radio for those of you who are in Brisbane.
Mm-hmm.
We are on the Community Radio app and a number of other streaming platforms around the country.
Brilliant.
Cool.
All right. Take care of yourself.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Catch around. Bye. We've been touching base throughout this series with the Audio Ability Project Manager, Gemma Purvis. Welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me again.
I'm thrilled. I'd really like to hear about your own personal experience of broadcasting.
Oh, when I was a baby, literally a baby in a bassinet, my dad worked at the ABC. And so he would take me in with him and he would sit me in a producer's studio and leave me under a desk because it was soundproof and nobody could hear me scream.
Amazing.
But more recently, I had been living overseas. Yeah, I got called back to Australia because my dad was sick. And so I came back to care for him in his final months. You know, I loved spending time with my dad, but also I'm not someone who does well with not having something to do. I've always loved radio, and despite my childhood, I'd never actually done radio. And a local community radio station had a call out, and I was like, yeah, that sounds like fun. I started hanging out there once a week. It was like, your admin systems are terrible. Let me just sort this out and make it all tidy and more efficient. And then they were like, you've got some really great ideas, you know, like you're writing these articles for our website. I started doing a weekly segment called Access All Areas, and it just kind of snowballed. From there, I started doing my own show, and then I started working as a TV news producer. Since then, I've worked across print, digital, TV, and radio.
You mentioned previously you're autistic, right?
Yes, autistic and ADHD.
Aha.
The double whammy.
How has that informed how you go about what you do now in your work with the Community Media Training Organisation?
I got diagnosed during COVID, as so many people did. Being locked inside your own home apparently really brought some stuff to the fore. It made me realise, I guess, why when I was working in commercial broadcasting, I definitely stuck out like a sore thumb there. I even struggled working with public broadcasters. Like there aren't many hills I will die on, but this is kind of the hill I will die on, is that community radio is about creating space for voices that aren't heard on national media. COVID decimated local news, and I know that there are a number of independent news organisations that have stepped in to try and fill that gap, and I have so much respect for them, but community radio, to my mind, it's even more important that we exist now. What I love about working with AudioAbility is to actually support people to have their voice. I mean, it's kind of selfish because it benefits me. I want to hear people have a different lived experience to me. I don't want to live in a bubble. AudioAbility helps burst the bubble in a sense and create a wider network, a wider range of opinions and voices. I don't have to agree with you to value what you say.
Yeah. Yeah. To recap, and who can join in bursting the bubble through AudioAbility?
We don't want to be too prescriptive around the term disability, because I know that there are people and there are communities that there's a stigma around the word disability. Anyone who identifies as having a physical aspect, a mental aspect, a disability, or, you know, significant health issues or support needs is eligible to put their name down. We have the forms that people fill in if they're interested in being a mentor, which we pay, obviously. Really important for us that we pay people for the value that their lived experience creates. And for the students, yeah, anyone who's interested can send through their information, and me or one of my team will suss out if we're going to be able to make it happen.
So how do we get in contact?
You can email us. We've got a shared email address, which is just audioability@cmto.org.au. Or you can go to the CMTO website, which is cmto.org.au, and there's information there with the dates and schedule and so on.
Perfect. Thank you, Gemma. Really appreciate
you.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
No worries. That was Gemma Purvis, the project manager of AudioAbility from the Community Media Training Organisation.
Big thanks to all our guests, Tash, Madonna, Paul and Gemma, and to my other two CMTO insiders, Sarah Bailey and Ellie Violet, to Beth Tracy of the CBAA, to the folks at 3CR, including but not limited to Inez Tullock, Michaela Stubbs, Tilda Joy and Madison Moffat, and most especially to Nat Grant as my producer and mentor throughout this project. This series was produced by 3CR on Kulin Land and broadcast on the Community Radio Network on the country of many nations, with additional recording by Gemma Purvis in Eora, Sydney. Our intro music came from a jazz ensemble headed up by Tanzania-based composer N.R. Today, it was a piece called Masquerade. This one now is Emerald Flashes by Collectif Arc-en-Ciel, who are another neurodiverse group from Tanzania. The Collectif play with chromesthesia, perceiving sound as colour, on Ghana Yerta. Thanks for listening. I've been Kermy Braden. I'm going to love you and leave you, but stay tuned. Plenty more community radio coming your way on your local community station and in the Community Radio Plus app. And if you know anyone who you reckon would love to give this stuff a whirl, please point them at our podcast on 3cr.org.au/radicalradio. Maybe it's you, in which case I look forward to catching you around.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.